Well, Thursday night at the Cass County Fair, things kicked off with the King and Queen contest. We're going to visit with the Queen. Natalie Benkin is the 2023 Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Blaine and Kim Benkin, and then I have an older sister. Her name is Mallory.
All right. And talk about your 4-H and FFA groups.
I am a member of the C&M Champions 4-H Club and a member of the CAM FFA. I serve as treasurer of the C&M Champions, and I am the president of the CAM FFA.
Okay. Why did you want to get involved in the FFA and 4-H here when you were young?
I always looked up to the older kids. My sister really inspired me, and then having my ag teacher and 4-H club leader, they really sparked my interest in it as well. They told me about all the great opportunities that there were, and so just joining has showed me a lot and taught me a lot.
Very good. Well, congratulations again on being the Cass County Fair Queen. Talk about that experience. What was that process like for you?
Well, this was my first year doing it in person. Last year I was down in Houston, and so I had to do it over the phone. So it was a little new to me, as well as some of the other ladies and gentlemen. And so we just came in. We kind of did some fun welcoming things. When somebody walked in the room, we clapped or we made an animal noise. It was interesting, but it kind of was an icebreaker. And then we had different groups, and we all started with an individual interview, and then we did a group interview. And while we weren't being interviewed, we did different group activities to get to know each other a little bit better.
Talk about the girls and guys who are involved in this. You know most of them already, and you've probably been associating with them for a number of years. You knew it was a good group.
Yes, I knew they were all very qualified and that they all have a lot of potential within FFA and 4-H, so I knew that they would have all done a great job.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your future now. What will you be doing this fall?
I will be a senior at CAM High School, so I will just be going to school there. I'll be playing volleyball. I'm the Cass County Beef Queen, so I'll probably be doing some of that stuff and just doing some community service within FFA and 4-H.
Sure. Do you have some college plans or plans after high school?
I'm pretty very undecided, which is kind of bad. But for college, I've thought about SWCC or DMACC, but what I want to do, I'm not so sure about.
All right. Well, you get to represent Cass County in the State Fair Queen competition. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Talk about what you're looking forward to most about that. Have you had a chance to talk to anyone, Kiara Olson, perhaps last year's queen, a little bit about what to expect?
Yeah, during our interview, she talked to us girls really in depth about what she went through and what she had to do, how she had to dress. And so I kind of have an idea, but I hopefully can talk to her and get a little bit more insight. But I'm really wanting to just get new connections with people.
So I guess the rest of your summer is pretty well taken.
Yes, it is.
Talk a little bit about being a role model now, because now you're someone, you're walking the grounds, wearing the sash, the tiara. The youngsters are looking up to you. Do you remember doing that when you were young?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And like I said, I looked up to my sister. So then when I saw girls wearing tiaras and crowns, I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to do that one day.
You bet. Do you have many things here at the fair, projects?
This year I have a market heifer and a market steer, one for 4-H, one for FFA, and I also had a carcass calf.
Okay, so you will be busy then.
Yes.
Quite busy. All right. Well, Natalie, again, congratulations, and we know you'll represent Cass County well at the State Fair. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Well, now we're visiting with Tristan Becker, who's the Cass County Fair Prince for 2023. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about your family.
So I'm the son of Chad and Melissa Becker, and I have a younger brother named Riley that shows cattle along with me. Two older sisters, Alex and Haley, that I followed through with and just followed in their footsteps and joined 4-H and FFA right behind them. And they did cattle too and horses. And I've thought about doing horses. Maybe we'll try it next year.
Excellent. Talk a little bit about your projects then. Have you been working a long time with them?
Yeah, I've been working most of the fair longer than what we usually do every year, I guess. This year I just got cattle coming. And actually, this year I started back in December, I think, is the first time we tied them up right after weigh-ins, and usually it doesn't happen until a month before fair, so luckily, and we've been just catching them every so often, and luckily they're pretty calm this year, most of them at least, so hopefully they'll do well in the ring.
Very good. Talk about your 4-H and FFA experiences. What groups do you belong to?
So I am the president of the Union Leaders 4-H Club, and I am the treasurer of the CAM FFA, and I guess I've worked with goats and chickens and cattle and all, both of them. So I guess I've learned from both of them and done multiple things that are different from 4-H to FFA. So it's good to learn from both.
What do you enjoy about being involved in leadership in those groups?
Oh, I enjoy like seeing what everybody can do and what all what different aspects of the club and chapter that we have, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of different things that many people can do, and everybody's different. Not everybody's the same. Not there's not two people alike that can do the exact same thing perfectly together. So it's just fun to see how different people react and different leadership opportunities and stuff, and how they experience stuff.
Sure. Talk about the process here, being involved in the King Contest. What was that like for you, going through that interview process and hanging out with all these other folks?
Oh, it was fun. It was a little different than last year. Last year I was down in Houston for a church camp. So this year I got the in-person aspect of it and got to meet a bunch of new people. I've known their names and stuff. I've known what they look like, but we actually got to get closer together and know more about each other through all the games we played out there and interviewing and stuff. And it was fun and a little nervous at times, but it was real fun getting to talk to everybody, and it was real casual.
Sure. Well, you've got some duties now here the rest of this fair, handing out some awards and things. And more importantly, is being a role model. Is that something you take pretty seriously?
Yes. I always hope that the younger generation can look up to me and follow in my footsteps and be responsible and kind to everyone.
Tristan, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The 2023 Cass County Fair King is Dylan Comas, also Mr. Congeniality. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about, first of all, introduce us to your family.
So, yeah, I come from a little cow-calf and row crop operation just right west of Atlantic. Mm-hmm. My father's Chad Comas. My mom's Tressa Comas. I have an older brother, Tyler, and a younger sister, Lauren, and we all kind of work together out there and kind of get things done where they need to be.
Sure. Okay. Talk about the process in this getting together, group interviews, being able to visit. Maybe, I don't know if necessarily you met some new people, but maybe you know some of these folks now a little bit better than right. You did. Talk about that.
So, yeah, I did this contest last year, so I wasn't quite as nervous this year. But, it was a great opportunity to get to know more people because, yeah, I kind of knew everyone here because, you know, you grew up in the same county, you know of these people. But the fun thing about this contest was getting to know more about these people. And, you know, I could probably go through the room and tell you something I learned from every person, and I really enjoyed that. The interview process too is great because that's something everyone's gonna be using for the rest of their lives, and it just kind of keeps you on your toes a little bit, and kind of everyone doesn't like talking about themselves, but you get asked that question, and if you can think about it and not overly talk yourself, but not bash yourself down, and just kind of, like I said, be quick on your feet. That's really fun too. So,
right. Talk a little bit about your 4-H and FFA experience. What have you enjoyed about that?
Yeah, so I was super involved in FFA growing up. My junior year, I served as the Atlantic FFA chapter treasurer. Mm-hmm. My senior year, I served as the Atlantic FFA chapter president. Both of those years, I also served as the Southwest district treasurer. I really enjoyed doing everything about that. I was super involved in just about every contest there was in FFA. When it came to Mr. Miller does a point list, and at the end of the year when it came to it, we looked at it, and I had actually broke the record for the most points in Atlantic FFA history, and I think I maybe beat that about by like 5,000 to 7,000 points. So there's a handful of contests in there that helped me push over that ledge, but yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Is that something you set out to do, is be pretty involved in those types of projects?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing I did when I was in eighth grade was here in Cass County, I did the district livestock judging, and I really enjoyed that. I placed 10th, so I kind of wanted to, you know, branch out there and try new things. Like, I did things like dairy cattle judging. I've never been around dairy cattle in my life. You know, I can see Milk Unlimited when I drive by, but I don't ever know what's happening inside the buildings, and that was really cool to see. I did soils judging. You know, I sit here and play with dirt all day as a farmer, but I don't ever, you know, sit there and look at a pit and judge it for that. So it just, I really like how FFA provided us to kind of branch out and try new things for whatever that may be. Like, I did extemporaneous speaking and job interview, and that's two things. I mean, they're similar, but kind of completely different because one's prepared and one's not prepared, and you kind of roll with that a little bit. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed everything I've done over the past years.
Well, very good. What's in your future?
So, I'm actually, it's the hard decision, but I've decided to not attend college next year. I'm going straight back into the workforce on my family farm. I've already started kind of building up my own. I've rented land for the past 2 years, and I've started buying more cows. I got a nice solid cow-calf pair group underneath me, and I just like to kind of grow that over the years and kind of see where things roll with that.
Very good. It's good to have a plan. You're going to be a role model now for the rest of this week. Is that important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Being involved in FFA, with whether it's a chapter or district level, I always tried to be a role model for those younger than me because I always wanted them to see the advantages of being involved in FFA, or what FFA can bring to you, or, and not only the personal things, but the real world things that kind of brings into it too, because you can learn leadership, but at the same time, you can learn, like I was saying earlier, how to judge a dairy cow or how to judge soil for that.
Absolutely. Well, Dylan, again, congratulations and have fun with it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next, we're talking with the Cass County Princess, Rio Johnson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
So my parents are Jim and Melissa Johnson, and I have an older sister, Allie Brockup, and two younger siblings, Connor Johnson and Lily Johnson.
Okay. Talk about this experience for you. Why did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I really just wanted to get involved because I know, like, older queens have really been, like, role models to me, and I wanted to just go through the same experience. I know, like, it would be very helpful for college and, like, doing the interview, mm-hmm. and then also just to be a role model for the younger girls and, you know, see them around fair and, like, just hang out with them too.
Talk about going through the process, the judging, being around all these other folks. Have you gotten to know some of these folks maybe a little bit better than you did before?
Yeah, so I know last year we came in and it was just really awkward, and a lot of people didn't talk because we didn't really have like a planned day. But I know this year we all came in, and like the Kira and Brian and Paige were all there, and they planned activities for us to do, so it was really fun, and we got to know each other a lot more, and there was a lot of laughs too. But like the interviewing process, you may be scared, like younger kids who end up deciding to do it, you may be scared at first, but the judges make you feel really comfortable, and I know like the interview type, like it's very helpful, and it'll be like helpful in my future. So, and then we also have a group interview, and that one's really fun because you get to talk with other candidates and kind of just talk about the same things and see what their beliefs are and stuff like that.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about FAIR. What's your involvement here? First of all, 4-H, FFA, what have you involved in?
Yeah, so I'm involved in both 4-H and FFA. In 4-H, I am I'm the president of Youth Council. I'm the president of the Grove HOT 4-H Club. I'm a member of the Speak Out for Agriculture Planning Committee. I'm also a member of Youth Action Committee, and this year I'm a member of Junior FAIR Board. So I've been pretty busy with all the councils and committees I've been on. And then I also am a junior poultry superintendent. So I show a lot of poultry. So as I said during out in the show ring, how I'm gonna steal my mom's position as the poultry superintendent. She's kind of training me for that. So I've also showed rabbits, pets, dogs, dairy goats, a whole bunch of different animals. And then I do a lot of stuff in the building. I take a lot of static exhibits. I do a lot of communication events. I do Decorator Showcase, Best of Iowa, table setting. For FFA, I mostly just show. I have one rabbit this year, and then I'm also showing poultry, and then I did the Florida Culture Contest this year, which was something new I tried.
Wow, you are awfully busy. And now you've added this because you've got some more duties here this week. Are you looking forward to being a role model?
Yes, I really am looking forward. I kind of tried to cut back on the things that I was doing this year because I was hopeful that like I could run and, you know, maybe there was a good outcome of it, and I'm really excited because I know I'll be able to get to some of the shows that I've never been able to watch and kind of like learn more myself too.
Sure. And your club, Grove HOT, just had what, the 100th anniversary here? Was that what we witnessed down there last night? Was it one of those things where you had to do a lot of research and to prepare for all this?
Yeah, so we did a lot of research. My mom and I, we like posted on Facebook and stuff, and a lot of people saw it, so that was really nice, and they would comment and stuff about that. We also found a website. It actually got taken down because we think it was outdated, but I believe Beth Bornholt was the one who created the website, and it just had a lot of history of Cass County and the 4-H Club, so that was really helpful to have information. And yeah, we're also doing a Share the Fun Act tomorrow at 5:30, so that's going to be, it's kind of a surprise, but we're like through the ages and kind of just going through like the years of Grove HOT as a 4-H club.
You sound like you enjoy FAIR.
I really do. It's my favorite time of the year.
Very good. Well, you've got more on your plate here this year, and we're happy for it. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Good enough?
Yep.
All righty. Thank you.